As we begin our service, let's remind ourselves of who God is. This is going to give us confidence then to find out who we are. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, who created the ocean
and the sky, the rivers and the clouds, the rain and the snow.
In the name of the Son,
who stilled the storm of the sea and quieted the thunder with his voice.
In the name of the Spirit,
who hovered over the waters of creation and was present in the winds of Pentecost. Amen.
Amen. Sometimes in life we don't know where to go.
God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
Sometimes in life we wonder what is in store for us.
God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
And sometimes in life we feel afraid and alone.
There is only one we can turn to. With confidence, we seek the Lord today.
Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will be opened unto you."
For everyone who asks receives, and those who seek find, and to each who knocks, it will be opened.
God knows our needs before we even ask, and in our asking prepares us to receive the gift of his grace. Let us open our hearts to God's healing forgiveness and forsake all that separates us from him and from one another. Let us be mindful of all personal evil done in thought, word, and deed, and confess to God what has wounded others and us through our sin. We confess. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus, Maker of all things, Judge of all people, we admit and confess our sinfulness. We have turned away from you and from each other in our thoughts, words, and actions. We do repent and are truly sorry for our sins. Have mercy on us, kind Father, because of the obedience of our brother, Jesus, your Son. Forgive us all that is past. Renew us with the power of the Holy Spirit, and move us to faithful service in the kingdom of Jesus our Lord. Almighty God, in his boundless love, sent his Son Jesus to die and then rise for our forgiveness and eternal life. Because of Jesus, we are restored, both body and soul. Therefore, by Jesus' authority, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us pray today as we seek to focus our hearts on God's word. We pray. O God, you delight not in pomp and show, but in a humble and contrite heart. Too often in our lives, we seek after knowledge as if it will solve our problems. We understand your wisdom is what we need to guide us in our life and through our problems. Give us a heart to seek your wisdom for our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.